Next item on the agenda is a request to change the order of the agenda, so we'll take up item 12, request for proposed amendments, regulation 4 VAC 20-12, 30-10, pertaining to restrictions on shellfish to establish procedures requiring the use of identification tags for shellfish harvest containers. Dr. Wesson.
Good afternoon. Thank you for switching that, because since we had an audience here trying to get this word out that, to the watermen that this regulation is public hearing on the fact that just like they see these tags coming in from Louisiana and the Gulf, that starting January 1st, all our oyster and clams will also have to be tagged. We didn't get any comments basically on the on those tagging changes to this regulation. Got a few clerical ones that people found little mistakes, and we made those. But
Mr. Walker contact you?
Yeah, okay. got his concern. He just wanted a better description of a bulk container, and
okay.
So we put a definition in for that. And so, the program is that we've worked with the industry to have these tags so that we have two type of harvester tag. One will be for the harvester that comes in either with individual baskets or bulk in the boat, like a lot of our watermen do, where they can have one tag per for their whole cargo. If we go to 8 bushel, 10 bushel limit, it'd be one tag for that day that would have to accompany that right out of the river. It has to come off the boat. And then we have the bulk tag that lets people that already have their stuff in containers, like either a private ground person that doesn't have to have them loose, or the clam aquaculturist, or the people coming in with cages, they would just have to have a bulk tag for that day, or that day and that vessel. I mean, sometimes they'll come in with three vessels, and there would be one tag per vessel on that load. And I think we've got it pretty good for the industry, and I think that's why we didn't get a lot of comments. We are a lot of the, if you're a certified shellfish shipper, you already have your tags, and you can use your own harvester tag, or we have purchased tags that an individual waterman can go to the same dealers that have our licenses and get 100 of them for $10 that we got them done as blanks. They're just generic tags that they'll fill in. So.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Dr. Wesson on this matter?
So this doesn't start until January 1st?
It starts January 1st. We've given it that way that when they go get their new licenses come January 1st, they'll pick these tags up. Didn't want to start in the middle of the season.
So. Further questions? And once again, as of late, the FDA is really starting to gear up as far as shellfish sanitation is concerned. It's just something that...
It's not our doing. Us and Maryland were the only two states not in compliance with this, and now we're straight with that.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. This is a public hearing. Does anyone have any comment on this specific? Yes, sir.
This is Hank Bowen again. Does the seed fall under, you'd have to have a, with a, so, you know, it's under, it'll be under the same restrictions that are in this, and as it's written now, that,
Dr. West, can you answer on the record so we can get one?
Seed is exempt from these sorts of things. We're talking about things going
harvest for
human consumption. They go from
water to the mouth.
They follow, this tag will supposedly follow all the way to the restaurant or where they end up. So.
Other than that, we agree with the tag procedure.
Thanks, Hank. Anyone else? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve Regulation 4 VAC 20-12, 30-10.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Jack, did you want to move anything else around, or are we good to go now? Sir?